Hey, listener, this is Ralph from Beer, Blood, and the Bayou, reminding you that if you love our podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, Classmates.com, or wherever you consume our show. We also want to remind you that if you have any questions, comments, or would like to unload on our latest podcast, please call us at 405-806-0476 or write us at listener@beerbloodbayou.com. Thanks.
Beer, Blood, and the Bayou contains adult language, graphic descriptions of delicious hop treats, and real crimes perpetrated in and around the greater Houston metropolitan area. Viewer discretion is advised. Bitches.
All right, we're live.
Hey everybody, welcome back.
September was the last time. September. We're almost 1 year.
My God. So much life has been led since that
Has.
So, I'm sorry. Since last we released.
The only reason
we all know we recorded and someone didn't get bothered to release it.
Well, it's really the truth is the only reason we're doing this is because we have a sponsor that has agreed to, as long as we do two shows a year, they are on board.
That's right. We are heavily paid. We're this is a money maker.
Everybody. Purple Apron. It's a food company.
Yeah, Purple Apron, not all Blue Apron. Yeah.
Yeah,
big competitor.
Good. Have you heard about our meat at Good Ranchers?
Our meat at Good Ranchers.
It's a Christian meat company.
300 ribeyes for $69.99.
Hey, did you ever buy meat from the Schwan's man?
No, but we did buy some, but we had a very aggressive Schwan's man. And so the only reason
we
is
did,
my,
but it wasn't meat. It was
and by the way, how'd that business model ever work? Cause it seemed like every time they showed up in my neighborhood, they're like, look, man, we got 85 steaks that we got to get rid of these. $2 a steak, man, right now. And we'll throw in half a dozen pork sides.
What are your thoughts on TVs? So we got a couple TVs and we got some speaker boxes back.
Oh, my God.
So my ex-wife, she was from like the middle of nowhere. And so they relied on the Schwan's, right?
Oh, wow.
For food and groceries and that sort of thing. So she was all excited like when he showed up. And so then she started ordering like all this shit. And then, like, I think we ordered, like, 5 or 6 boxes of things. And he's like, okay, total comes out to $155.66.
Well, you know, true story, the CEO, founder, if you will, of DoorDash was a big Schwan company. That's where he got it. He did all his research on. That was, like, the first idea behind DoorDash.
Schwan salesman?
Yeah, his dad was. He got his ideas from that business model. It's the same thing.
Showing up to people's houses and like offering meat.
This is totally fabricated. I don't know. But I mean, it is kind of an old school. Schwan is basically DoorDash.
Yeah. Are you okay? You're having a stroke?
Isn't it DoorDash of the 70s?
Hold on. Brower, are you having a stroke?
No, I wasn't. I was trying to hold in a hiccup and burp.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, we're a couple of margaritas deep.
And yeah. You spared us, huh? Huh. Sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Josh James. Go ahead.
No, that was it. I was just, if you look on Wikipedia, you'll be able to not see that. It doesn't matter. No, Schwan seems like it was.
Schwan's
is like a.
Is that really how you say it?
I don't know. Hey, are you more of a Uber Eats or a DoorDash?
DoorDash.
Now, is it? I can never tell if it's cheaper or. It just seems like, you know, you order the stuff and then at the very end, it's like, you know, we need to take custody of your children for a couple months because you can't afford to raise them because you just.
They're both expensive.
DoorDash is ridiculous. We ordered Mr. Beast burgers. You know, Mr. Beast is.
Nah, that's such bull. Yeah, like Ghost Kitchen.
Yeah, the Ghost Kitchen at Red Robin. Mr. Beast burgers were fucking awful. It was disgusting. Yeah. I went and left a review. It was terrible. Mm. They offered to refund my money. I was like, no. It was that bad.
Keep your blood money.
The last 3 times I used DoorDash, it's because I had a credit from shit service from the time before.
Interesting.
How in the world those venture capitalists are just burning that pile of money over there.
But good for Mr. Beast. What's his name? What's his real name?
Something Donaldson.
He was on Rogan a couple weeks ago. I thought his whole business model was very fascinating, but apparently
it's a burger place?
He gives away like all his money to like charity, like apparently all of it. I don't know.
He's a modern day Willy Wonka.
Is he?
I saw that on, I think it was the Times podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were profiling him and I mean, what he does is pretty interesting, and I don't really like how people attack him. We did that 500 blind people or 1,000 blind people see now. There's like, well, you know, he didn't address the root causes of why they can't afford the surgery. It's not up to him to do that.
Yeah.
He's trying to solve the fucking problems. I know. Not figure out why the problems exist in the first place.
I agree.
I have an apology to make. This is our first recording with your new rescue dog.
Oh, is he here?
He is. And not a big deal, but he is apparently dressed like Edward Scissorhand for Halloween because his claws are so fucking long and loud. You don't hear that clicking in the background. Have you noticed that?
I don't know, man. But
why
look,
is he in here with this?
Look, he's wanting to get.
I guess, but he's like really. Yeah, your other dog didn't come in here.
He's very social. He's very social.
He really is, but he's got a loud.
Yeah, wait till my kid. Wait till my fucking kid gets here. Mm. Then he's and that's it. Then we're fucking done with, you know. But
his dog's pretty cool. But he's.
Hey, so what were you saying about Vanna White? Something about
no, earlier? No. I was talking about there's a contract dispute with poor Vanna. She's trying to hit him up for more money because Pat Sajak's flying the coop over there.
Yeah,
bringing in Seacrest. Probably paying some exorbitant salary. I want to say that Vanna's only at like a couple mil a year.
Oh, really?
Not that what she does.
Well, fuck, dude. She turns letters, for God's sakes.
I know. Yeah, I know.
It's not exactly the hardest job in the world.
Sorry, no, it's not, but it's consistent. You know, she's been there. She's a fixture on TV. It feels like Pat Sajak's been my the Wheel of Fortune guy my entire life.
Yeah.
But not that I'm a big
Wheel of Fortune. I don't remember who was before him, to be honest.
There was nobody before him.
So you want to hear something kind of fucked up?
Was there not? I thought there was.
It was always him.
Oh, I'm thinking of Family Feud.
Yeah.
It's been several.
So, you know, you hear the letters like ding, ding, you know, when they turn and stuff, you know?
But they don't turn, they're digital.
They just
touches at the corner.
I know, they used to be analog, okay, Brower? I'm sorry, all right? But
I remember.
And I'm going to tell you the reason why I don't watch anymore, okay?
Because
they switched to digital?
No, man, because like it would always come on like, I don't know, like around 5, 6 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah, 6:30 on CBS.
So I was a latchkey kid, and usually my mom would come home, and she's about 5 to 6 margaritas deep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she would start yelling at us and like beating us and all that stuff.
I figured it out.
Yeah.
So all this stuff was going on, and in the background.
It's a prize puzzle, you shithead.
And then in the background, you heard the ding, ding, ding. So whenever I hear that sound now, right, even to this day.
Reminds you of abuse.
As a fucking 78-year-old adult. I get really panicky, and I get like like PTSD whenever I hear those fucking letters turn.
Okay, well, this has been Beer, Blood, and Trauma.
I know.
I didn't know that. I'm kind of thinking it's that he wasn't the first one on Wheel of Fortune. I'm not going to Google it.
Oh my God, doesn't matter. Okay, everybody, like this wasn't. Is Beer, Blood, and Bayou. We are so happy to be back.
Oh my God, we are so happy.
We got all kinds of stuff coming up this year. We got a bus trip.
Oh, yeah, the bus trip. Yeah,
bus trip is happening.
Yeah. So basically, we should talk about that real quick. So basically, it's a bus ride. We do brewery tours. We go from one brewery to the other. So Brower's up front of the bus on the mic. He's telling jokes.
Well, I'll freestyle a rap in the beginning.
And we're gonna record the whole
thing.
Tell
a story of how Brower became Brower.
That's right. And then we go from brewery to brewery. We get drunk as shit. And just it'll be good time. Bus trip.
Yeah. Figure we'll slap around somebody that's smaller than us. You know, do fun stuff. Fun Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put a date to that.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, September 31st.
Yeah, yes.
Don't put a year, though. Don't put a year.
Yeah, September 31st.
Just a date.
Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, that's, I guess it's been kind of strange little hiatus, as we like to call it. Do you guys want to talk about the reason why, like, how do you guys feel about that hiatus?
Well, it seems like we've all been, attached to, personal projects, similar to, you know, how a band every once in a while they'll go all do solo projects.
That's right.
George Harrison, John Lennon, mm-hmm. Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Ringo, everyone goes and does their own thing, and they come back.
Today's Ringo Starr's birthday.
I know, that's why I said
78
that.
Years old.
I know, we celebrated at my house, and we called him, and he
peace and love, peace he and told love. Us,
peace and love, no more autographs. So,
but does he really do that?
Yes.
He won't give out autographs?
That's anymore? Why he said, no more, don't send me any more pictures. I will not be returned. Peace and love, peace and love. Liverpool, blah, 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 blah.
We've been doing a lot of volunteer work, too, overseas.
Yeah, that's right.
Red Cross,
Philippines. This is the short sleeve white shirt and tie I wear on my bike.
I
go around and proselytize.
That's good.
It's pretty amazing. I really feel like I've touched a lot of people.
You know, a lot of people, they don't, I mean, all consensually, of course, but, you know, it just seems like nobody does these things anymore, you know?
Podcast or volunteer?
Or the whole thing, everything, all of it, you know?
I feel like everyone podcasts now.
It's but you know what I love about that is like I can always hold on to the fact that we started our podcast in 2018.
Did we really?
That's right, sir. 5 years we've been doing
it. Well, you know, really? When I would meet someone and tell them I was on a podcast, they thought that was like so cool. But now it's like they realize how easy it is to do.
Yeah.
Not as cool, I don't think.
I don't know.
They don't know how much research and effort it goes into. It does.
Yeah, there's a lot of research. A lot, I mean, it seems like we're just kind of talking to each other right now, but it's not the case. Like, this is all very scripted. It's all very well scripted. You know, we have like certain inflection points. You get this joke. I get this joke.
The money we spend in lighting alone in our sound booth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I'm super excited to be back with you guys. I got to tell you that.
Yeah, me too.
It's been too long. You guys are just big parts of my life that I need to have you on. So every week. Every week on Jesus.
Hey, quick question.
Every week on Tuesdays. Yeah.
Just a side topic.
Yeah.
The recording SD card is on the table, not in the machine.
No, it's in there. It's going. I put one in
there.
You
have two. You're just
wealthy. I got two, yeah.
You're just kind of wealthy.
One are home movies, and the other is...
I was like thinking it was not recording, but
no,
maybe
we're good.
I forgot how wealthy you are. I just didn't two SD cards.
Yeah, two 64 gig SD cards. Ooh. Yeah, it's been a while, huh?
God.
You guys want to talk about some beer? Are you okay?
No, absolutely. I'd love to talk about beer.
Mm-hmm. Kind of getting teared up.
Okay. Let's do a recap of what beer have you been, give me a beer story of the last 11 months.
Have you had any beer in the last 11 months?
Yeah, I have. Let's see here. So I guess if I'm talking about, I'm just trying to think.
I'll tell you a great story.
Hold on.
Sorry, go ahead. In May, I was in Louisiana. I had to go to South Lafayette, just in Youngsville, to my niece's high school graduation. I left early enough to stop at the greatest brewery with the greatest beer on the planet.
Parish
Brewery. Youngsville.
Yep.
Went to the brewery. I walked in at 1:59 p.m. They were starting a tour. So I was like, oh, well, let me go get on a tour.
I'm listening.
And I'm so...
Oh, you got on the tour.
I grabbed a beer. Grabbed a Ghost in the Machine and went outside and followed this tour around. It was really cool, except for some reason, they had the fucking biggest flies I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Buzzing around. And I was with there's like 8 couples all over 65 years old.
And they didn't want to talk about it. They didn't want to.
And they were like, some of them were kind of wishing the flies away. But like these things were like flying into me so hard that they were bumping me.
It's like you're on a motorcycle.
I've never seen so many flies because half their facility is like indoor, outdoor. And we went to all phases of their bottling, the whole thing. It was great. Learned nothing.
Is it like the butterfly place in downtown Houston?
The butterfly.
Where all the butterflies land on your arm and you're like, oh, this is so cool. I'm at the
museum. These were like big old fucking gross flies that were just there to lick the sugar off the ground.
Did the tour guy, did he like an elf in the room?
He pretended like nothing was going on. But
he's wearing like a beekeeper suit. He's like, hey man, I'm kind of cold. Yeah. He's got a full suit on.
But so...
you get the mist sprayers. You just spray.
So I was so excited. You know, he'd ask a question. I was like one of those fucking nerds in school, you know. He'd ask a beer-related question like, hey, who knows this? And I'm like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, really? You knew it all?
I knew something.
No.
And he, about the second or third time I answered a question, he's like, hey, somebody else. And I was like, oh, man. Don't do that to me.
Oh,
but anyway,
it was really great.
Was it basic stuff like hops or like...
No. But I was there by myself, which is, that's a little weird.
Only one on the tour.
No. It was like,
you had a beekeeper suit.
Like 16 other people. They were all, 55 to 65. They all came from the villages in Florida or something. Big old retirement community. Now,
what'd he say, honey?
Yeah, it was cool. But I went and had another beer at the bar after the tour was over. I finished the beer like 25% into the tour.
Mm.
And I'm like, dude, this is bad for your business. You should like find a way. Excuse me, to sell another beer while we're out here. But anyway, at one point I had to like piss like a racehorse and they let me go piss it like whatever. But
one of the batches?
Yeah, yeah. And it was in their fresh batch of
Well, here's where the flies take peas.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but it was great. It was a really great experience, something I really wanted to do. And I love that beer, love that brewery, love that area.
Yeah.
It's a great, great, great part of Louisiana.
That's cool.
But major fly infestation.
Yeah, it's the only thing. You know, it's just the flies. They were like the size of marbles.
I think it comes with, it's the nature of the industry, right? Like the mice are like a known thing for breweries.
Yeah.
They have mice. At Carbock, they had mice running around. And they're like, oh, yeah, those are just how it is. They eat the
yeah, it's like sawdust.
Is it how it is though? I don't know if it is.
I don't know. I haven't been in a while. I did, you know, I did actually make a commitment that to a friend of mine who works there now that I would go back and have a beer at Carbach. Wow. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. I just don't really care anymore.
So many good memories there, though.
I know. God, I know, really.
Carbach is hopefully keeping that poor company afloat after what they've been going through.
I know, exactly, you know.
Although,
you're talking about Budweiser.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. AB, but although they're the number one beer in the country now, you know what it is?
It's Modelo, Miller, isn't it? Right? Or it's Modelo.
It's right.
Yeah, it's Modelo.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I've been seeing
a six-pack of Modelo the other day.
Have you seen all the Bud Light specials everywhere?
Well, yeah, they're trying to give it away.
Well, I know, but just like, it's like insane. It's like, so I was at this one bar on Washington a couple weeks ago, and they were giving out.
Did you walk
there? Yeah, I walked there. I biked there, actually.
You can't drive there at night.
I rode my Peloton. Anyhow, so there was like, they were giving away buckets of Bud Light. I mean, just giving them out.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. And so, but
wow, it's like the new Red Bull.
Well, so what they do, is they go to the bar, and then they these promoters, you know, they buy all their Bud Light. And then they just give them out like for fucking free, dude. It's
well, here's the thing.
It's only Budweiser though.
Bud Light was they were holding on to their market share on nostalgia, and then they went and got insulted.
Yeah.
And then so they're like, "Fuck you! Way too many other choices. Way too many other things that I could do." And I've already been people who drink Bud Light.
Oh, you're talking about their core group of people.
Yeah. And people who drink Bud Light were probably getting made fun of by their friends who are still drinking Bud Light. So now, I mean, but this is before all the controversy.
Yeah.
And now they're looked at it like, you know what? Why am I doing this?
Yeah, but I saw, so I was at, you know, I was at another bar and, anyhow, but there was a big Miller Lite sign. There was a big Miller Lite sign that said, love is love. And just, you know, they had the, you know, the LGBT.
No. There's nothing. Cute. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
I don't think so either.
I don't think they went about it the wrong way. And, I tell you what, the follow up and all that.
What do you mean? What do you mean they went out the wrong way?
We can get into this conversation. I don't really care.
We have to go deep.
But I'm not going deep. But I'll balls just say,
deep if you mean.
I mean, mm-hmm. But support whoever for whatever reason. I don't care. I would never boycott a beer based on whatever reason people are boycotting it.
Dumb.
But I'm also smart enough to understand why that happened, and it happened not because of the initial. I don't think it happened because of the initial thing where. It came out that Dylan Mulvaney had a picture of that beer. I think it was more the follow up of that of the release.
Oh, their reaction?
No. A couple weeks or a month or so beforehand, that marketing VP was referred to her customer base as fratty and out of touch. Right? There's a video of her talking about.
Oh, so she's talking down to all of her.
Yeah, basically, and so you put that together with like, okay. Now you're targeting this market. Okay, fine. But you're calling the people who have supported you low these many, you know, 50 years or so.
Yeah.
You're calling them fratty and out of touch. How do you, you can't reconcile that. And running a business, the hardest thing in the world, the easiest thing in the world is keeping customers.
Yeah.
Not the easiest thing in the world, but it's certainly easier to keep a customer than get new ones. And they're targeting the smallest percentage of,
I know.
It didn't make any sense.
And it's like for me, it's like, you know, you're really good friends. It's like the analogy I can use is that like you're really good friends with like, I don't know, three of your really good friends for like the last 20 years. And then all of a sudden they like go on like some really nice tropical vacation and they don't invite you. Mm-hmm. And then they post like all these pictures on social media.
Yep. These are the people that count.
Yeah. Anyhow, sorry, go ahead. So back to your thing.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
But so they alienated their core people that have alienated been
totally.
Them.
Yeah.
You know, while they're and trying
you
to
never
reach...
want to talk to those people. Again.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't even, they're their kids, their family.
Exactly. Cause they're so poor.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, you just despise them.
Yeah.
Well, so they did not do a good job of keeping the customers they had.
Yeah.
So fuck them.
Yeah. You know, fuck them, dude.
Bud Light's not that great anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never on my list of favorites. I was a Miller Light guy.
And I was too, or Coors Light. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Or Coors Yellow Belly if I was trying to impress a lady.
Yeah.
But I mean, or Corona Light if you had some money.
No, I agree. In your pocket. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Corona's the only beer that I used to be able to drink at room temp.
What? That's fucking gross.
Yeah, well, yeah, with a lime in it.
Wait, with or without a lime? Or you just give
a little lime is fine, but I can drink Corona at room temp. That's
fucking gross.
The only way I can drink it now is upside down in a margarita.
I hate those.
What's that?
That's called. Okay, so from my perspective, so if we're talking about beer, just something very recent, right? So Astral Brewing, so they've changed ownerships, and they got this guy there, Sam Wright, worked at St. Arnold's, worked at Southern Star, Holler Brewing. So he just took over at Astral Brewing, so as owner, and it's like, I think he's like a chief brewer. But I had this really, really good beer the other day. Kraftwerk Brewing. Kraftwerk Helles, I think it was a Helles. Let me look. It was a Czech style, German style ale. But very good, very tasty. Look at the can. See the little label? Very, very nice, very progressive.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, very
plain. You know, yeah, it's really good.
You know, in order for a brewery to stay relevant, and this is the God's honest truth, you got to be putting out a new product. If you're not making new beers, you're not innovating, you're not changing, you may as well just
in the very least seasonal.
Yeah, right? I mean, if you get to the point where you're just sitting on like half a dozen regular beers and you're just rotating those in and out, what are you at that point? You're just a shitty dive bar that makes your own beer. A brewery is supposed to be innovative. A brewery is supposed to be different. A brewery is supposed to be breaking the mold and bringing in new flavors and tastes. Jaimes?
I agree.
Tell us about what you've been doing.
Yeah, what have you been doing,
Jaimes? Well, like I said, a lot of Red Cross stuff. Philippines. Some stuff in Jamaica. Basically... all for the children, man. Just all for the
spend a little time in Guam, a little American Samoa. Hey, yeah. Speaking of islands and ships, Brower's ship came in. Brower was hit by an 18-wheeler.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Oh, I got a story about getting hit, too.
Oh, there you go. Jaim's the one-upper. But
you go first.
Brower was at a stop sign, and Brower got hit by an 18-wheeler. And all he saw was dollar signs. I mean.
Whoa, I don't know if I'd be...
Man, I hope they don't pull this fucking podcast.
Oh, no, not at all. Actually, what makes me sleep at night is that wasn't my first instinct. My first instinct was like, oh my God, this sucks. I'm late for work. Yeah. I'm late for where I need to go.
Will I ever be able to have any more children?
That's right. I'm afraid my...
Your second thought was, I don't have to work again the rest of my life.
But what was funny was I had about $400,000 in checks in my car that I was delivering to a lumber place that was... Yeah. Waiting for these checks, and guess who met me at the accident site?
Who?
The fucking owner of that lumber company.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, fuck yeah!
Okay, hey, hope you're okay.
Yeah, let me know if you need anything.
Oh, was it?
You got those checks?
I thought it was a large company. It was somebody he subbed out like a driver.
No. This was I was at a. I was working for a developer, and we were building a couple apartment complexes, and we were a little behind on payment on $400,000
as you typically are.
Oh yeah, yeah. Actually, they were over a million and a half behind, but that's how they run business. So
fucking airing that shit out here.
Hey, I don't work for him anymore. Who gives a fuck?
I know, I'm glad you don't work for me.
That's right. Well, that being said, hey, dude, you're not a contractor if you don't owe anybody money. I mean, that's just the rule.
Rule of thumb.
So I mean, ask Jaimes how. I think Jaimes' company still owes us money.
That's weird.
That's right.
I don't want to talk about it.
That's right. You don't. Yeah, and your Din's glass. I'm joking. But that being said, it was
JD openings.
I am now in physical therapy.
Still got that contract.
I
got
to go to physical therapy twice a week, which is pretty great. A really strange thing happened to me in physical therapy.
Hey, so hold on. Question. When do you get the payout? I mean, like, what's the situation?
Unfortunately.
What's the timeline? Can you give me the timeline?
Well, we'll know.
Initially.
Oh, I know we'll know.
Initially, it was a 2-year run.
He won't say anything, but there will be signs.
No.
When did you get that convertible?
Yeah. No.
Sebring?
Is that a 2024 Mustang convertible?
No, initially, it was.
LeBaron? Really? LeBaron?
Hey, dude. Hey, man. I could have been killed. They totaled my car.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
So, no, it was. Initially, it was a two-year payout window, but. We've had to go to litigation now because they're the officer that showed up. We didn't have a witness. We didn't have an impartial witness, so no fault could be determined.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll my attorney has assured me that don't worry, because trust me, I know this because he's sent me to MRIs and physical therapy and surgery and all kinds of other stuff. So, but not surgery, cortisone shot.
Yeah.
So, but anyway,
an epidural, basically.
Yeah. So I had four herniated discs and
giving birth to some hernias.
Old Brower is gonna be cashing a check.
So I was also in a wreck, sort of.
You were.
If you're done with your,
I didn't know that.
I don't want to interrupt your story, but
no, go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, and, I mean,
Go.
Inadvertently.
No, no, are you done? Are you done? Okay, he's done.
I it wasn't myself. It was Ghost.
Your dog, please.
Correct. It was not a family member that was dead. It was not a ghost.
Oh, that's right.
Our animal. I was in my...
Big dog.
I was in my dining room and I heard a scratching noise. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was just hearing things. I heard it again. I heard it again. I'm like, what the fuck? So I walk back to the front door and then I hear a knock at the door and I'm like, this is... It's a zombie. Maybe this like scratching and then a knock.
Mm.
And I answer the door and there's notoriously a lot of... Unless you put a sign in your yard that says no soliciting, it's... I mean, you get like... I mean... People selling anywhere from magazines to fucking
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes, everything. So the guy, and I already have it. I'm usually within seconds. I'm like, not interested in shut the door. I open the door and I couldn't even talk. And this guy said,
don't you have a ring? Hold on, stop. Don't you have a ring doorbell? You can just say this like through the, you know,
I'm not that wealthy. No.
No, you do though.
I have ring cameras, but not the,
Do you don't have the doorbell?
No.
Okay. Well, you should get one because like you can tell these salespeople right. Fuck off. Like,
so I do. I can
you
do
don't even have to get up.
It all happened so fast.
Sorry,
and my initial reaction at the knock is always, what the fuck is this person going to sell?
I know.
And it's always some stupid pitch. I open the door and this guy says, hey, do you have a white dog? And I'm like, this guy's fucking badass. I mean, this is like the best like dog food toy treat salesman ever. I mean, this is like, how does he know I have a white dog? I mean, this is impressive. This guy can really sell shit. And I'm like, yeah, why? And as he says that, I look down and Ghost is next to me in the house. And I'm like trying to get him from barking and getting out.
Yeah,
but I look at him and he looks kind of different, and I'm like, "Yeah, I have a white dog." He was just hit by a car, and I go, "What?" And I look down again, and a Ghost, our 80-pound German Shepherd, has like two like blood things above his eyes, and I'm like, "Holy shit!" I go, "Thanks, man," and I shut the door in the guy's face, which is weird. And I went and told the old lady that, "Hey, Ghost just hit by a car, I think." So, take him to the dog ER, I guess it is.
Very expensive.
Yeah, our neighbors.
Did they make you prepay? Did they make you prepay?
Hey, which one did you go to?
Well, I'll advertise. So for it was.
Let's still, unpack this, bro.
It was before 5 o'clock when it happened. It all happened so good. Fast. So
we took him to our. Thank God. Yeah.
We took him to our vet. I take him there and
wait. Which vet?
Heights vet. What does it matter?
Sounds expensive.
No, and they did X-rays. They found. No broken bones, no lungs collapsed.
Because he's a fucking hoss, dude.
Typical dog-related car injuries. And I was like, this is amazing. But they put him under. So we took him home, and he started like acting weird. Like he was like just staring off in the distance. And we're like, hey, Ghost, what's up? And he's
concussion.
Like, not. Because they didn't have capability at this place to check any kind of brain injuries. So and there was no physical injury.
And that sounds really
expensive. So we're like, okay. They're like, he's maybe been hitting his head. And we're like. So we get home and imagine that your dog is like not he won't recognize you. We're like, hey, Ghost, you want a treat? And he's like just standing there, staring at a wall. So we take him outside to put him in the car, and our neighbors are walking their dog, and they're like, well, you know, you could take him to so and so on I-10. I forget the name of it.
Sunset?
No. Well, it's right there by IKEA. I forget the name of it, but it's like a dog ER, and they have a neurologist on staff. And I'm like, oh, this
holy!
Is... I go, what's
shit.
That?
Dog neurologist?
I didn't say.
Actually, I'm into dogs and neurology.
I didn't say what was it going to cost.
It's making
I was
my
like,
wallet hurt.
The neighbor's like, it's going to at least cost $2,000.
Oh fuck yeah, it is.
And so we get there, and you pull up. Like,
imagine put a dog in an MRI machine, dude.
I know, man. They see you in that in your fucking Prius show up, man.
They're like,
so I had to top down the Miata. I pulled up with him.
Yep.
And totally joking about
that. I like how this dog just left because it's so fucking hot in here.
Well, no, he heard the story. Yeah, the dog, it's affecting him.
Sorry, go ahead.
We pull up and it's like a ER. Like you pull up under like the porcoche. Like,
yeah.
They Clooney come out there.
Yeah, they come out. They have
the fact that they have a porcoche says a lot.
Yeah, and they have the heartbeat monitors around there. Whatever they call it. You
yep.
know? And they come out and I go,
stethoscopes?
Hey. Yeah. They have the blood pressure.
Heartbeat monitor?
They have the blood checker pressure.
Blood pressure cup?
They had
they got out of the window with the circle on. You mean the door?
They had the wood tongue.
the tongue depressor?
Yes. So she comes out and she's like, I go, my dog was in a car. I was hit by a car. And they're like, okay, do we need to get a gurney?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
Who's gurney?
Yeah, I'm like, no. And I'm thinking, That's weird because most dogs get a bicarbonate gurney, but our fucking...
No, that's where they start billing. Yeah. The gurney's $500.
I opened the door.
Gurney transfer.
The whole thing was weird. I opened the door and he walks out. Like, this dog is hit by a car. He walks into the hospital after he hit by a car.
Oh, walking indoor, $500.
Yeah. And the first thing she said was...
Give me $500?
Yeah. Close.
Awkward stare, $350.
She's like, it's $250 or something. Just for us to take a look.
Oh, you're goddamn right.
Wait, how much was it?
$250.
Oh, just to look, yeah.
So, like, 4 hours later, in the lobby.
At $250 an hour.
They come back. They come out there, and they're like, okay, so...
He's gone. Give us $5,000.
No, they're like, he's... They're like...
Give us $10, he can come back.
Yeah, they're like, he's gone. He's gone for $200. We can put him down for $50.
What are those?
Literally, I saw people's dogs getting put down. They're bringing out into a certain room. Dude. It's set. They show them in a certain room.
If you want to shoot yourself in the head, go sit in the dog ER for.
Oh, it's terrible,
dude. It's fucking terrible.
No, bro. I mean, you hear like the music's like "Take These Broken Wings" music, you know, in the background from the 1980s.
Yeah, just on loop.
And
dude,
there's
yeah.
people literally bringing their dogs in that are not going to make it, and they're bringing them to the special room. And I'm thinking that's us. And I'm thinking, I don't know how I'm gonna fucking pay for this.
Were you crying?
I was crying about how much it was gonna cost because you came out.
I don't want to stop you, but this makes me think of a point. Like, I always had a threshold because I needed to have an emotional, I needed to have a real world grasp on my emotions. So I knew that when I had a dog, I knew that if it depended on the probability of him recovering, I knew I had a threshold. $2,000 would have been about where I was at if he had like a above 50% chance of full recovery.
Well, she asked, she goes, well, she said it was going to be around $2,000. She goes, unless you have insurance.
Dog insurance, yeah.
I'm like, dude, how many people say, yes, I have dog insurance?
I have pet insurance.
Do you?
Yeah, I did too.
Oh, my God, I'm an asshole.
Yeah, everybody except you.
Yeah.
So you know why? Because this shit's expensive.
It's not that much. Geico does it now.
It's like $20 a month.
It's nothing.
Dude.
And I now
Which I
know
don't
that.
Understand. I don't know, but whatever. It seems like dogs, like they're always, you know, they're always getting fucked up and stuff. So it just seems like a.
We didn't have insurance on him. She's like, it's going to be around $2,000 for us to do this and that. And we're like, well, they've already done that at our doctor and charged $1,200.
Like, all right, $1,900.
Yeah. I go, I was kind of playing hardball. I was like, you know, I don't know that we need all that.
You're Google searching what she's charging?
Yeah. I had a PowerPoint going. I'm like, this is what it usually costs. And she was not budging. She's like, well, I'll go back and I guess talk to the doctor salesman in the back. But about 4 hours later, she comes out and said, okay, you can go home. He's good. And I'm thinking, bitch didn't want to do anything. She saw that we weren't going to pay anything. And she's like, they just looked at him and like, you okay, buddy? And like gave him a treat and like sent him home.
Yeah, get the fuck out of
here. Did not check his brain.
Get the fuck out of here.
I shit you not, though. She's like, they looked at him. They looked at his paperwork from the other doctor, and he's good to go, no charge. And I'm
really?
Like, well, what about like the fee? She goes, nah, it's fine.
They didn't charge you?
Not a penny.
I wonder why.
They probably saw the clothes you were wearing and how you smelled, and they kind of really.
Yeah, they're like, this fucker doesn't.
I mean,
money.
We bought. I had a stick with all my stuff in a bag on my shoulder,
tied up in a little handkerchief.
That's my hobo
it
stick.
Was the coolest. I mean, at the end of the day, they didn't charge anything.
Cool. Well, which one was this? You should give him a shout out. Who is it?
It's right.
Oh, you really ruined my fucked vets.
Yeah, I feel bad, but it's right there at the, let me Google map it. It's right there near IKEA.
Oh, God.
It's known.
Oh, hold on. Is it that big fucking place? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm talking
about?
It's funny? Like a, No. It's like massive.
It was big.
Yeah.
It's by IKEA.
That place.
Well, this story that brought us nowhere was brought to you by Mikey Spice.
I know. But listen, that fucking pet hospital.
Gulf Coast Hospital.
Yes. That fucker was built on the dead bodies of lots of cute, beautiful little dogs.
Oh, I bet.
That's right. Oh, it was pretty. It felt pretty high end and fancy in there. Like people are.
Well, what does any of that have to do with beer?
Mm. Well, the bottom line is that.
Did you drink a beer when you got home?
Whenever you have that kind of situation, it's very stressful, and you tend to lean towards drinking.
Hey, another quick.
Because it was very sad.
Quick little dog caveat, real quick. There was one time where we lost our little chihuahua during a rainstorm, and we were like, this is a long time ago. This was like 15 years ago.
By the way, I tell people that my dog hit a car, not that he was hit by a car.
Nice.
He survived.
Ooh, nice. And so we lost a dog during a rainstorm, and I'm running around, and so like I'm trying to find my dog. And all of a sudden, I go up to this guy, you know, Hispanic guy. He's like working on this house in my neighborhood. And I'm like, I don't know Spanish for shit. I'm like, ¿Dónde está el perro? And he's like the most American accent.
He like unzipped like, his pants. He's like, what do you want from
he's
me?
He's like, where are your dog? he said my shitty Spanish back to me. And I'm like, oh, God. You know, and so I'm looking for him. I can't find him, you know. And so fucking just so bummed. Lost, you know, weeks go by.
Weeks.
Yeah, we put up fucking flyers.
Longest rainstorm ever.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, it was just how long. Yeah, and so on
was
the
this Peppy?
No, this was Coco.
Coco was gone Coco. For weeks.
No, it was like weeks. Yeah, so we put up these flyers, you know, and then we put them all over the
all
place.
In Spanish.
Yeah, and we say $500 reward because that's how
big money,
dude. That's how heartbroken we were, right? And then like 2 weeks later, we get a call out of the blue.
What?
And they oh, we got your dog. We found your dog.
Or one like
and they're
it.
Like, oh, yeah, we remember the day of the rainstorm. That was crazy. And there he was just kind of running down the thing. And I'm like, well, what happened to his collar? Like, he doesn't have his collar. Oh, yeah, he didn't have a collar when we found him.
Oh, the storm.
I'm like, bull fucking shit. He didn't have a collar. Dude, no, that collar.
They stole your dog.
They stole our fucking. Your house.
Why does he have a new name on his new collar?
And so guess what? We never fucking paid him. We just took the dog back. We never gave
you
him.
How did you not pay?
No, we just didn't. We said, hey, we'll call you about the reward, you know? And we never did.
You fucking crawfished a deal?
We did, but I'll tell you, actually, we learned later, find out that's actually illegal. But yeah, fuck those
What's
people.
What's illegal?
Dude. They stole our fucking dog.
It's illegal
man.
To offer a reward and not pay.
Yeah.
Not pay out.
Yeah, you're supposed to pay the reward. But we didn't pay him because these fucking dog napping motherfuckers, like, they, you know, they had this dog for weeks and they didn't tell
well,
us.
Well, guess what? Brower and I have a surprise for you.
Yeah.
Come on in here.
I can't believe it, man.
Yeah, we brought her here.
Jim today. Turner?
Here to collect.
Where's my money? Where's my shitty dog? Fucking
money. So we go prime interest rate 2003. We add a $500.
That's funny.
Compound.
I thought that they would have asked for the money immediately.
We mentioned it and we said, okay, here we're gonna, you know.
You didn't have Zelle back then. You're like, can I write you a check?
We just couldn't fucking do it, man. We just couldn't do it. I mean,
it was suspicious. They had to know. They had to know.
Dude, because these dogs, they would get out, and we made sure that those collars, like, you couldn't take them off.
I mean, it was a lot of rain, though. Could have.
But yeah, just magically slipped off. But they fucking knew. Dude, and you know, the other thing is like, they would have called us and hit us up for the money. But you know what? They're like, hey, fuck, we're pieces of shit.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work.
They felt bad. All the signs.
Yeah, exactly. So they knew how happy we were to see the dog because they saw the tears in our eyes.
Well, Brow's taking selfies for TikTok. We should probably get to the blood section.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
Speaking of TikTok, we need to get a TikTok page.
Get on TikTok?
We've got to be releasing thumbnails. We've got to be recording these.
Oh, and Vine and MySpace.
Hey, listen. So it turns out that I don't have time for any of that shit, but if you guys want to go ahead
yes,
and do it.
Yes.
I'm fucking tapped right now.
We got to start recording these podcasts.
Oh, hey, speaking real quick of social media, have you guys downloaded Threads?
Is it about clothes, clothing?
Have you downloaded Threads?
Yes. Zuckerberg's...
I'm on it. I'm on Threads.
Zuckerberg's answer to Twitter?
Yep, I'm on it, dude.
They're going to fight this out in the cage match.
I saw that. Dude, but I heard... Yeah, Elon fucking backed out. Look.
He didn't join?
No, he backed out. All right. I Fear No Beer is up to 661 followers on Threads. Pretty good, huh?
You what?
I'm up to 661 followers on Threads.
Good for you, dude.
Very excited. But this is like the kind of content like I post. Like, so this is, it says, this is like asking a little girl what it's going to be like when she's 40. And then she responds, I am 40. I am turning old. I just left work because I cannot manage going up and down hills. I know I will die soon.
So, wow. Yeah, I need to, I guess... I mean, I'm gonna.
Are we friends on?
I'm gonna social
Brow,
media.
Are we friends on Thread?
What's your Thread handle, dude?
I Fear No Beer. EYEFEARNOBEER. I Fear No Beer.
Oh wait! I'm already on Threads.
Are you?
No, you're not.
Oh no! This is a sewing thing I'm on. I'm on a sewing forum.
Well, let's get to the.
Oh, here we go. DMH Drew just followed me.
Yeah, let's get to the old blood section here. We have a very interesting story about something that's going on.
I just added you on Threads.
You did?
Yeah, the sewing forum I'm on.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Have you guys heard about...
My name is Yarn 2004.
Rudy Arias.
Yes.
Jody Yaris's ex.
I actually posted a link to this story on Threads. Just saying.
And I posted about the clothes they were wearing.
Yeah.
On my Threads.
All right. So what do we got? What do we got, Brower?
Well, if you guys have been following the news around here, a kid named Rudy Farias. I said Arias. Rudy Farias.
That's a warning if it was Jody Arias.
Yeah, Farias. Says he was missing for some time, and he just recently reappeared, crumbled up in the fetal position in front of a church, looking all filthy and gross and not really speak, basically being nonverbal. Well, that's all kind of come crumbling down, and there's a lot of things to unpack here.
Yeah.
And a lot of this is going to be speculation. A lot of things are going to be, we're not going to really know what's going on.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Jaimes, you know who Quan LX is?
I know that you guys met him in person and are somewhat.
We did
meet him in person.
That's right. What was
this? Is true.
What was our
story? That was in Town Lake. Oh, by the way, real quick, somebody posted a picture of how beautiful Town Lake was. And they said, holy shit, a lot of dead bodies in that lake. And hey, real quick, I'm talking like 2 seconds, okay?
He's getting.
Dude, there were two fucking grown adult men, like our age, kids, all that stuff. They're at some like fucking house party and they took fucking Molly and, or ecstasy as we used to call it. College
and you'll
fucking laced with fentanyl. Both of them died like fucking this suburbanites
place, tough this shit
place is, it's not
dude a safe. Couple weeks ago a fucking car they found like a fucking car in the lake. Yeah, this place is just fucking full of like,
is it massive to where it's so big stuff's gonna happen?
No, it's not, dude. It's really not that big, but it's just like this community where like all this horrible shit just keeps happening. Like I feel like you could like do a fucking Netflix miniseries on it, dude.
It's kind of the Killing Fields, Killing Waters.
It kind of is, yeah. It's like the Killing, yeah.
Killing Waters.
Sorry. Okay, sorry, Brower, go ahead.
So we're gonna take a couple of angles on this story because the basis of the story is that a guy named Rudy Farias,
yeah,
went air quotes missing in 2015,
right?
And he just they searched for him, whatever. His mom's super sad, blah blah blah. And he just recently resurfaced. Like I said, in the fetal position on the front steps of a church.
That's so weird.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over a couple of different articles.
Yeah.
That approaches from different angles.
Okay.
Okay. So a relative Rudy Farias describes seeing
him. What news?
KHOU 11.
Who wrote it?
Chloe Alexander and Matt Doherty.
Oh, cool.
So here in Houston, on Thursday for the first time, this is yesterday, in more than 8 years, relatives of Rudy Farias got to see him. Excuse me. Farias' aunt, Pauline Sanchez, said she spoke to him at a home in East Houston and told KHOU that he said he wants nothing more to do with his mother. Wow.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, that's weird.
Farias, who had been reported missing since 2015, was found outside a church last week. Police have now confirmed that he had run away from home more than 8 years ago, but then came back home the next day. Ever since then, police said he was living at his mother's home and was never really missing. You hear that?
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Sanchez said, after speaking to Farias, she believes all of the accusations Houston community activist Quan LX made about Farias' mother, Janie Santana, are true. So he made a statement that he doesn't want to go back to his mom, Sanchez said. He doesn't want to go back to his mom. Quan LX said he spoke with Farias in the presence of an investigator Wednesday. He said Farias told him that Santana, his mother, had been hiding, drugging, and sexually abusing him.
God damn, dude.
Police, however, said Thursday that Farias never reported any sexual abuse by his mother when they interviewed him on Wednesday. When Sanchez went to visit the home at which Farias was staying Thursday, the person inside at first wouldn't allow her in, yelling from the front door, but eventually Sanchez's son was allowed in to see Farias. Soon after, Sanchez was allowed in as well. Sanchez said during their meeting she gave Farias a blessed rosary from the Holy Land. Good to know.
Okay.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Very beautiful to see him. She said, we hugged until I finally let go. Sanchez said Farias will clearly need professional help for what he endured. Though HPD Chief Troy Finner said Thursday that Farias is choosing to stay with his mother as they continue to investigate this case. Sanchez said he's actually staying with a friend of his mother. Wow. Harris County District Attorney's Office has declined charges at this time, but Chief Finner said it's early in the investigation. Family members have publicly said they want Santana arrested. On Friday, community activists will demand that Santana be charged.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Yeah, dude. That's a really fucking weird story, dude.
I've not been following it since he came out and was found. So that's crazy to me that it's all been...
Wait, you've been following it for 7 years?
No.
He's been gone for eight.
Since he was founded the church. That's the, it was all over. It was all over every.
Yeah, interestingly, on KHOU, I'm sorry, on KPRC Channel 2, Corley Peel released a story from the private investigator. Private investigator is quoted saying, "I feel like we've been duped." She was a private investigator who worked for Rudy Ferris' case, believed resources were misused. Here in Houston, hiding in plain sight, that was what detectives said Rudy Ferris was doing for 8 years. His mother is accused of never telling police where her son was, letting everyone believe he was a missing person. There's a lot of people that put their heart in and their soul and their time and their efforts into getting answers when I feel like we've been duped by their entire by her the entire time.
Good way to get sued. Like EquiSearch, they get involved, they'll sue you for that.
Yeah, Brenda Paradise said. Paradise was a private investigator on the case working with nonprofit quotes, "We help the missing." She said volunteers searched through wooded areas, exhausting efforts trying to find Farias. He was reported missing after never returning from walking his two dogs on March 6, 2015. Houston Police Department
How old is he?
He was 17 at the time.
He's 17? Okay.
Yeah. Houston Police Department said he returned home 2 days later. "Some of those resources we have to pay out of our own pockets as volunteers. We're willing to do that for families of the missing." Mm-hmm. "And that's part of the heartbreak and all this. And all this that so many resources were just misused," said Paradise. Paradise said Farias' mother's stories never seemed to add up. She shared with KPRC 2 some of her audio notes she recorded from 2015. "I'm lost with this one as to whether someone has him hidden somewhere or whether maybe his mom was involved," said Paradise on her audio message. This is back, you know, 7-8 years ago. Eventually, search efforts were stopped. Farias continued living his life. But as someone else neighbor said, as Dolph, that was his alias. "We would sit and talk about jobs. I was like, my job is hiring. I can get you on. He was like, my job, I get paid under the table," said neighbor AJ Boone. Farias' mother even made a GoFundMe page to help with search efforts for her son. It raised more than $2,000. KPRC reached out to GoFundMe after police revealed that he was never a missing person.
Wow. Man.
GoFundMe has zero tolerance for misuse of their platform and cooperates with all law enforcement investigations of those accused of wrongdoing. The fundraiser has been removed from the platform, and the beneficiary has been banned from using GoFundMe for any future fundraisers, said GoFundMe spokesperson.
Any other missing kids? Any other dogs hit by Toyota Priuses?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, that's fucked up. So I'm just trying to understand, like, you know, what do you think her angle is, right? So,
well, I don't know, but here's another story from KHOU, or I'm sorry, Channel 2 KPRC, Brittany Taylor and Anna Gonzalez, the digital content reporters.
Mm-hmm. She's missing.
The Houston Police Department released more details.
He called it a mom's miss.
In the disappearance case of Rudy Ferris Thursday morning during a news conference. The news conference was held after questions remain unanswered as investigators work to piece together what and where Rudy Ferris has been for the past 8 years. Prior to the news conference, crime scene units arrived shortly after 4:30 a.m. at the family's home of Rudy Ferris. They arrived at 4:30 a.m. to be disruptive. That's what they did.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't want
to. Yeah.
It's unclear if the family was home while the detective investigated. Neighbors and family members said there was a lot of concern for Rudy, who is known by people in that neighborhood as Dolph. Here's what we know so far. HPD Chief Troy Finner confirmed that during Ferris's disappearance, he and his mother had previous interactions with HPD officers. During these contacts, officers would not confirm if he was him due to him and his mother providing fake names and failure to properly identify Farias.
I heard about that.
When officers questioned if he was Farias, they were reportedly told that he was her nephew. Finner said detectives learned that Farias returned home on March 8th and that his mother deceived police that he was still missing.
Yeah.
Here's a big question. Is Farias still a victim? According to Finner, he is listed as a potential victim.
He's too old to be a victim, right?
Will charges be filed? Finner announced that the Harris County District Attorney's Office has declined to charge Ferris's mother for making fictitious names and failure to ID. He said his mother could be reported for detaining or filing a false missing persons report or failing to let police know he was no longer missing, which would be a Class C misdemeanor. KPRC 2 legal analyst Brian Weiss said the district attorney's office made the right call, declining any possible charges. I think that Rudy's mom is not facing any charges for the same reason that on a daily basis the district attorney's office rejects requests from law enforcement to file charges. Either the wholesale lack of evidence, the fact that the conduct charged allegedly doesn't follow within a penal code provision, combination or both. Or, at the end of the day, prosecutorial discretion that, in my estimation, was correctly and figuratively exercised today by the Harris County District Attorney's Office. Weiss said an official with the District Attorney's Office would not comment on the case because they are still calling it an active investigation. A spokesperson said there wasn't enough of a probable cause yet. Dun, dun, dun.
Mm.
Okay, a little quick backstory. I read and saw Quan LX speak after speaking to Rudy Farias.
I've seen him speak before.
That's right, so have I. Quan LX said that in private with an investigator, Rudy Farias was telling Quan L that his mother was sexually abusing him and making him, his words, be the daddy.
To who?
To his mother. Mm. He was having to, I guess, have sex with his mother.
Yeah.
Pretty
like
awful.
An Oedipus Rex situation, huh?
I'll tell you what. So what I was trying to say before you cut me off was 10 minutes ago, I was going to ask, you know, what the angle was here with her, like, keeping this, like, under wraps. And so
it's not for money.
Effort. Well, so no, hold on. So I think maybe two things. Number one, it's like a, you know, fucking disgusting sex thing for her. And then number two, you know, if there's GoFundMe involved,
$2,000.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, I said that part in the article.
Sorry, I'm an idiot.
So
I'm not a smart person.
Weiss, the legal analyst, says detectives are looking at three possible charges. They're looking any one of these three possible violations of the law that range in penalty from a fine to 6 months in jail to a year in jail, and they rung the gavel from falsely identifying yourself as a peace officer, reporting falsely a missing child, and then reporting a false report to a police officer. Going through the prism of what the penal provisions entail, the fact as they seem to be coming out, he said. During an interview with investigators, Farias reported to detectives that there was no sexual abuse that he experienced during the time he disappeared. It was not disclosed if he or his mother experienced mental illness. Where is Farias now? Benner said he's safe and currently with his mother by choice. Here's a fact. He's a grown man, 17 years old. That's an adult in the state of Texas, the chief said. The investigation is still going on and active as an investigator.
Well, he was 17 years old.
Yeah. Continue to follow many tips, leads, and evidence in this case, including contact from relatives and medical professionals.
I'm not worried about I want to know the motive and not the
That's what I was
charges.
Just talking about, Josh.
I don't, but that's like the possible charges. I mean, what was the reason is really what I want to know. What can anyone get from this?
I think,
you mean get their jollies?
Yeah,
jollies. She only would have gotten $2,000, so it's not worth it for that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe $2,000 is a lot of money for her. I'm just kidding.
It doesn't matter.
No, I think it's
a lot of money for me, but it's
I think it was
I going to go?
Baby? I think it was like
rescue one dog.
Oh my God. Why'd you, man, that little fucking dog.
Speaking of rescue,
I'm joking.
Dog.
I love this dog. He's so cool. But yeah, so, I think she just wanted control over her son, you know? Maybe she was upset that he was he was growing up and that he's going to leave the house soon.
I want to know more about him. Was he mentally challenged? No. I want to know more about him.
Or no. Munchausen by proxy.
I got it all right here.
What do you got?
So here's the mind of a psychopath.
Because you are one.
That's right.
Talking to the mic.
So
recovering.
That's right. So the thing is, someone like this, there's no long game in the way they think. They think for the moment. They think for the next day, maybe. So what happened was they've only been acting impulsively. Every decision they've made has been an impulsive decision until next thing you know, she's got a fucking open police report for a missing son who's not missing.
She can't get out of it. Yeah.
She doesn't know what to do. She doesn't want to cause anything, so she just continues to hide it. And next thing you know, her son Rudy becomes her nephew Dolph. Maybe a sexual...
Because he doesn't know what to do with it either. One of them know.
Yeah, and it's restricted his life. Maybe he's a little mentally unwell. Now... Next thing you know, we're 8 years beyond, and you know he's diddling his mother. So I mean, I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm not, or whatever. What I'm saying is that this starts off small and it just continues to escalate. And she'll lie on top of a lie on top of a cover up on top of a lie on top of a cover up.
And knitting.
And then that's right. And the next thing you know,
knitting.
We're on KHOU and. You know, Grizzy's Hood News is getting called down on the Daily Mail.
I love
Grizzy. My question in closing on this so article good. Is, it's one thing for the neighbors to believe that this Rolph guy is almost an identical...
Dolph.
Dolph is almost an identical cousin, but her own family and extended family have to know?
Yeah, exactly, dude.
How does that
go? How do they not know?
How do they not know this is not a cousin?
Because they're all probably in on it, and they don't like law enforcement. They think they're better. They think they're better than everybody else, and they're hiding it. And so they don't want anyone to know about it. Maybe you have some random aunt who gets interviewed by the news who was not part of all this, and she comes and sees this kid who she thought was missing, but guess what? He wasn't. So
yeah,
and she I mean, don't get me wrong.
I've been wrong about things, but I've also been right about this shit.
I don't see how this hadn't already been.
I'm telling you, what happened was she lied one day, and then she lied again, and she lied again. And she swallowed the spider to catch the fly.
So why do you think at the end of the day, he's like, I'm over this, Mom. Fuck it. I'm just going to go to the church and act like
because
that.
She had so much control that was just a gradual overtake of his mental stability, his mental health.
So you truly, I'm asking, do you think that he may be, he was just broken down and really at the church, like I'm done?
Eight years beyond 17, that makes him 25 years old. If he's not able to say, hey, Mom, fuck you. You know, then there's a serious problem.
So he may have mental issues too. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, yeah, he's probably mentally unwell.
Sounds like it.
Huh.
So, I think you guys can relate to that. That being said, that's a pretty interesting story right now. I mean, it's not a murder, but you know, maybe somebody should get murdered because of this. I'm not saying should.
Let's see what happens with it.
I didn't mean should. Maybe somebody will.
On our next episode, this time next year, we'll probably know more about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's do a little roundup. I got some other great stories.
Oh, can I roundups?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Can I start?
Oh, get ahead. We have to be quick because I gotta.
You gotta take off.
I got a birthday party.
I got a pop quiz. Who wants to do a pop quiz?
No, please don't do one.
Then go with your story, dude.
Oh yeah, hold on. I'm trying to find it real quick. Okay, go ahead. Okay, you start.
All right,
I'll go next.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Pop quiz.
Go.
Former deputy fire marshal for U of H. Who's also a volunteer Walker County firefighter, gets sentenced for accidentally shooting a volunteer firefighter from Waller. It was an accident. He didn't know. I didn't know the gun was loaded.
Happens all the
time. Gun was loaded.
Yeah.
Guess how much time he got?
Zero, probably.
Probation.
20 years.
Holy shit, really?
That's right.
Wow, why? Was he drunk?
No, he lied to police initially. He said that he dropped a gun and the gun went off. That doesn't happen. And witnesses said, no, he actually pointed the gun at him.
So attempted murder.
No.
So the other guy didn't die.
It was an accidental shooting. It was like it was manslaughter and aggravated assault. But the guy died.
He did die.
He was so close to the guy.
That should have been part of the pop quiz.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, he died. I told you he shot.
I don't think he killed.
But he was so close to the guy that he killed that a bullet fragment from that initial shot ricocheted out of that person and then lodged into another person.
Oh, fuck.
Wow. Yeah.
So 20 years there. Okay. Somebody's wife ruined my other one, but the guy who blew away all those poor Hispanics out in El Paso Walmart a couple years ago.
Yeah.
90 life sentences.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Should we promote stuff like that?
Promote what?
These fucking mass shooters. Now someone's on Google.
It's too late. It's too late.
Okay, hey.
Okay, so I got one thing.
Pop quiz. How old is George W. Bush?
Oh,
72.
You're close to not going over. He's 77.
What?
7'7". That's right.
That's not surprising to me. That sounds about right.
That seems old.
I know. Okay.
So
I read this article today. Passenger fearing powerful.
I mean, no shit. I'm joking.
Dude, calm down, dude.
I'm joking.
All right. Passenger fearing powerful cartel made bomb threat on Seattle bound flight, documents say. So this is from the AP staff writer. Okay. So a passenger aboard an Alaska Airlines flight from Atlanta to Seattle Wednesday is accused of making a bomb threat that caused the pilots to land the plane in Spokane, Washington. Documents filed in U.S. District Court said Brandon Scott, 38, sounds like a drug runner to me, faces a false information and hoaxes charge. After the plane took off Wednesday afternoon, Scott handed a flight attendant a note saying he had several pounds of a homemade explosives in his carry-on and a detonator on him. Let's see here. Scott's note demanded the plane be rerouted to any other airport and threatened to kill everyone on the plane if the plane landed in Seattle. The note instructed the flight attendant to alert the pilot and air traffic controllers, but keep the threat from the other passengers on board. The note said he would surrender peacefully.
But yeah, I'm not gonna read the rest of this. But basically, he was afraid that the Sinaloa cartel was gonna fucking torture him
when he landed.
Yeah, when he landed for some, I guess, you know.
Yeah. So commit a federal crime.
Well, I guess yeah, because I mean they'll be able to get to him in prison. So
oh, they'll find him.
Yeah, but that's kind of fucking crazy, isn't it?
I kept thinking that story was gonna change to where he was like, they landed and got a briefcase of money, and then he jumped out of the plane with the parachute.
Yeah, like a DB Cooper.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna end like that, but it really didn't.
You know the only way to get out of that situation, right?
Kill yourself?
Yeah, the Sinaloa cartel after you. The only thing you can do. The only thing you can do.
What?
Fight back.
Really?
You fight back, you go down there, and you go fucking look for them. And you bring all the firepower you can, and you fight back.
Oh, let's blood in, blood out.
Like Sicario, bro.
Hey, let's just talk. We like the cartel. They're great guys.
No way, man.
Yeah, they're good guys.
The cartels would respect that, man. Blood in, blood out, man. Sangre for sangre. Miglo! Little puppet. That's how it works.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
that was the podcast. So I'll go ahead and upload this.
We'll cut that last part out.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead.
For safety reasons.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and upload this tonight.
Probably. Let's do it.
I'm probably not going to upload it tonight. I'm probably going to forget.
Hey, everybody, if you're hearing this, be on the lookout for a dump because he's going to dump all these old podcasts.
So
for Patreon subscribers.
Yeah, so
we have 65 episodes that haven't been uploaded.
It turns out that we got two other episodes that have not been uploaded. I'm pretty sure I can find them. If I can, I'm sorry, but.
One of them was already edited. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I don't know if that funny, but whatever. But okay, cool.
All right, everybody. We'll be back soon.
Bye bye.
See you next year.
I'm going to go ahead and cue the music. There it is.